This audiobook is recorded and produced by Bookstalk Audiobooks Private Limited by arrangement with Metro Reads, an imprint of Penguin Books India Private Limited. Can Love Happen Twice? Written by Ravinder Singh and narrated by Shwetanshu Bora, Nakul Bhalla, Sonal Joshi and the author Ravinder Singh.
Chapter 11. That night had another surprise for me. It was long past midnight and I was wondering whether to reply to her SMS or not. The very idea of learning about each other at that hour of the night through a naughty game was really exciting me. I was on the verge of becoming crazy. I was not sure how she was feeling, but the complication was also that I was high and extremely conscious of this fact. Besides, I was struggling with two types of fears at that moment. The fear of getting carried away and becoming the kind of human being I had long left behind, and the fear of denying myself a chance to restart a whole new life. Both were contradictory fears. Now that I had had my share of alcohol, the things that Sanchit had told me earlier appeared to make sense. I had left India because I wanted a change in my life. I was in Belgium, which was offering me a change. I was delighted. But I was confused too. I floated in an oblivious sea of two simple questions. Should I or should I not? I bit my lower lip, considering my next move, as if it was a game of chess and I was taking my time to play. To comfort myself, I'd bought my own argument that how could I simply go off to sleep without answering the SMS when someone, somewhere, was waiting for my response? The very fact that she was waiting for me made me anxious. And I was becoming more anxious as more time passed by. I picked up my phone and willed myself to write to her that I was half asleep and would talk to her in the morning. That appeared to me as the best thing to do, especially since I wasn't sure which way I wanted my life to move. But before I could even frame a message to send Simmer, I got another one from her.
It's okay if you're scared of playing it. But you shouldn't have mentioned to Tanu that you were about to win.
There was a smiley at the end of the message that made me smile. I looked at the wall in front of me, thinking now of how to reply. That SMS was a tempting bait from a candid, if not cunning, mind. Is she provoking me? I thought to myself. Oh, I couldn't sleep now. My opponent was not only beautiful but possessed smart communication skills, so smart as to entice her targets. I replied. Whose turn first? As soon as that message escaped my mobile, I got a third one from her flashing on my mobile screen.
Ravin, I'm sorry. It wasn't me. Tanu snatched my phone and sent them. Extremely sorry.
By the time I read this, my message had already been delivered to her. Had her third message reached me 2 seconds back, I wouldn't have sent mine. And then another one came.
I scolded her big time. You must have been sleeping, na? Sorry to bother you.
It's okay. Good night. A few minutes later, she responded.
You appear angry. I'm not sure if you actually meant it to be okay. I only hope you forgive me.
I laughed at her panic, though I was wondering why Tanu had done